Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Occasional showers becoming a steady light rain later on. We will have a high of about 40 degrees. Temperature-wise around the area, Kenosha's 38 at this hour, 33 in Burlington, 38 Milwaukee, 39 degrees in Racine. A 19-year-old man from Murray, Wisconsin, who pled guilty to robbing a bank in Racine in 2014, has now been sentenced to 7 years in prison. Racine Circuit Court Judge Eugene Gasukevich also giving Cantrell Hunter Jr., 5 years of extended supervision once he's released. Hunter arrested after the TCF Bank on Douglas Avenue was robbed in November of 2014. Man who handed a teller a note demanding money. Police able to follow the money through a tracking device placed in the bag with the money. Four men taken into custody after a brief chase. Hunter pleading guilty to charges of robbery of a financial institution as a party to that crime and obstructing. Trial set for another man charged in connection with the robbery, 21-year-old Antoine Cook. That in March, a third man is awaiting sentencing. Charges dismissed, though, against the fourth individual. Also in Racine County, two men accused of picking up a 15-year-old as she was walking down a street December 23rd, taking her to an apartment where she was sexually assaulted, bound over for trial. 29-year-old Charles Donnell of Milwaukee pleading not guilty to child enticement allegations, first-degree sexual assault after waiving his preliminary hearing. 24-year-old Fionque Jenkins of Kenosha bound over for trial. After his preliminary hearing, he'll enter a plea to charges of child enticement, sexual assault, obstructing, and bail jumping later in the month. The teen telling police she was given a pill and something to drink after she was led to a car. She was then assaulted, passed out, was later brought back to the vicinity of where she was picked up. Her mother found her curled up on the family's front porch. A Fond du Lac County jury has found a Kenosha man who is suspected in the 1990 murder of a young Racine County girl guilty of drug possession and bail jumping. The charges against 62-year-old Dennis Bratner stemming from last March when he was being booked for the murder of the 18-year-old Barrett Beck of Sturtevant. Here's the district attorney on the case, Eric Tony.
I think it was a very attentive jury. They did a very good job listening to all the evidence and rendering a fair and just verdict, and obviously pleased with the jury's decision. He was found guilty on all 10 counts, I think 8 of which were felony counts.
That jury taking just 45 minutes to deliberate that case, Brandner's scheduled to go on trial in June for the murder of Barrett Beck. A 23-year-old former Milwaukee resident now facing federal charges of lying about ties to terrorist groups. Us Muhammad Yunus Al-Jayib emigrated from Syria in 2012, allegedly posted on social media from Syria from November of 2013 to January of 2014 that he was fighting with organizations that include Ansar al-Isim. He's accused of lying to officials upon his return to the U.S. when he then settled in Sacramento, California in January of 2014, references ties to terror groups. He maintained he only went to Turkey to visit his grandmother. FBI also arresting three of his relatives. They live in Milwaukee. Those are unrelated charges. In Kenosha, the City Plan Commission adds up to $500,000 to an existing loan to make it a $3.1 million effort toward the estimated $20 million redevelopment of the former Elks Club building into a boutique hotel. A Madison developer saying it's now closer than ever to nailing down the financing package. The only no vote to the loan addition was Anita Ferroni. She suggested demolition of the historic building, but dilapidated landmark wouldn't be the worst thing.
That building is in such disrepair. You could probably take that vacant lot, even if we had to raise it, and build something there that would be much better for the downtown area than a boutique hotel or whatever it is that they're calling it.
In defending the project, Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman said the developer, Madison-based Gorman & Company, has a history of these kinds of buildings, so they know what they're doing. Kenosha Plan Commission recommendation will go to the full city council later this month, ahead of a March 31st deadline for Gorman and the city on this project. And construction on the new downtown arena for the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks expected to start by the end of this coming July. Team officials expecting it to be finished about 2 years later, in time for the start of the 2018-19 season. The team, of course, had originally hoped to start construction in April to replace the BMO Harris-Bradley Center, but the government process took a little longer than expected. Well, he hinted at it not too long ago, and now Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker confirms he is weighing a run for a third term in 2018. The governor telling a Madison TV station that as he looks at long-term goals, he is considering another term to bring his ideas to fruition, but says that a decision on that won't be made for about another year. State Senate, according to Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, will vote January 20th on a plan to end reliance on the civil service test for hiring and firing decisions. The governor and Republican leadership have been pushing the plan. Unions across the state continue working to stop the effort. Well, every opportunity to save money gets looked at these days when it comes to local government operations, and that's why the Caledonia Village Board this week supported a resolution for a letter of understanding and membership in the Value in Local Government Cooperative Purchasing Program for Southeast Wisconsin.
The Value Program is a cooperative agreement between numerous municipalities and other and quasi-government entities to pool their resources to get the best value for purchasing of normally purchased goods and services that are used by the municipality.
Village Administrator Tom Christensen telling trustees it's $35 a year to join, and it could tie into a new purchasing card program, which the board also approved. Well, you'd have to admit our weather for the past couple of months has been less than seasonal for the most part, and that's resulted in some good news, bad news reporting regarding Kenosha County facilities and operational planning. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his colleagues how plans to go after the Emerald Ash Borer this week have been delayed now until at least next week, until the ground gets a little more solid.
El Nino has killed us on that. We need, because we hired an actual logging company, the prices were much better, but their equipment is very large. They cannot mobilize without frozen ground, and believe it or not, we don't have frozen ground right now. It might be Wednesday or Thursday because I saw temperatures going down, but we've been working on ash borer with our own people, but this is the big logging company moving into Pets, moving into the golf courses.
And as for the Kenosha County golf courses, Elverman says the weather factored into more revenue, and that not just from playing, like things you buy for Christmas. Supervisors also learned the roof on top of the garage for the county center in Bristol is going to be redone, one of the many facility roofs looked at with a study. City of Racine Department of Health, well, it's offering up a few tips for you pet owners with the weather going to be changing here in the very near future. So very cold weather, you want to take care of your pooch.
It's early in the winter season and your pet's winter coat may just be coming in. If you notice your pet shivering, he or she may need a sweater. And no pet should be left outside for long periods of time, especially in below zero temperatures. Wipe your pet's feet after a walk to remove potentially harmful chemicals like road salt and antifreeze that they could lick off. And because ears, foot pads, and the tip of the tail are the most vulnerable to frostbite, thoroughly dry your pet after coming in from outside. The health department is also reminding residents that dogs, cats, ferrets, and pot-bellied pigs must be licensed and vaccinated against rabies. January 31st is the deadline for purchasing an annual license for 2016. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Just go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.